I'm very pleased to be able to announce that Dov has agreed to come tomorrow evening. He's very excited about having completed the first cycle, and he's very keen to share some Divrei Bracha tomorrow evening. So, Beis Hashem, just informing you that Dov will be coming tomorrow evening. First thing at the beginning of this year to say some Divrei Bracha and to share with us his excitement about. We're up to Siman Shin Chof Ches Siv Dalet. We learned this last week, Siv Dalet. It is an incredibly important point of it, which is a little bit hidden, but incredibly important in the words of Shulchan Aruch. It comes as a side point within this Siv, but yet an incredibly important point. I just want to go over the words because we're going to notice its importance. Makos al chalal, we learned, an internal mako, an internal wound. Enotzicha oimeit does not require an assessment. Shafile ein shom bekim v'choile ein oimer klom, even if there's no bekim, and the choile doesn't say anything. Oisin loy kol shirigidim lasul b'choile, you're allowed to do anything required, as on a weekday. Now, but note the words. So this is a scenario that is a sakona. We're talking about clearly a scenario that is a sakona. But please note the words oisim loy, we do for him kol everything shregidim lasos loy, that we do for him bechol on weekdays. What does that seem to imply? Because this is actually teaching us something which is not only relevant with this particular case, but is actually relevant for any pikuach nefesh scenario. There's something over here which is teaching us a fundamental yisoid for any chole sheish b'zakona. What does his word seem to be telling us? Oisim loy, we do for him, for this ill man, kol sheregil melasos lo b'chol, everything that is, that we do, as if it would be a weekday. What does that seem to indicate?
It's not clear if it's a chumra or a kula here. If it's excluding things and it's including things. Anything that would be outside of the regular during the week on Shabbos. But I don't know.
Okay, so I think you're touching on the point that all pretty much many Rishonim and pretty much all the Achonim discuss the following Shaila. Picture a Sakonas Nefoshes case. Picture yourself a Sakonas Nefoshes case. What would be somebody in an emergency room in a hospital, or a real Hatzolah case which includes real sakana. Now, the fact that anything which is part of the sakana, part of the danger, part of the sakana, that's obvious, goes without saying, that is permitted to do. In fact, one should do, it's a mitzvah to do. The question is, what about elements, melochas, which are not directly involving the sakona? In fact, not even indirectly involving the sakona, but matters, melochas, which you want to do in order to make it more comfortable, which are clearly done for the chole, but not for the sakona aspect. Perhaps that's an example, Rabbi Isai. So that was writing down, what's that? Writing down using a sat nav in the ambulance.
Yeah.
Why is that not part of the sakona?
Because you don't need to use a sat nav.
Because you'll,
ambulances do use them during the week. I mean, I'm in an ambulance and they will.
They will use it in the week, okay.
Either to check the traffic to find the quickest route to the hospital, or it happened to be that I was once in an ambulance, and the crew was from another part of London. They happened to be in the area, but they didn't know the area.
Okay, so fine. So that, I would argue, that's very much part of the sakana. Because the quicker they get to the hospital, the better it is. So that, I think that would probably not be precisely the case. But if we're talking about something which is not part of the danger, but it will make the chole more comfortable. Okay. Air conditioning is a very good example. Air conditioning is a very good example. So say you have got, you're in the theater, maybe not in the theater, but in the emergency room or perhaps in the ambulance. And obviously everything which needs to be treated, needs to be treated. But as to whether the temperature is exactly quite right or maybe a little bit too warm to put air conditioning for this patient, would this be permitted, yes or no? So again, Rabbi Yisai, the fact that anything is permitted for the cholet sheish b'sakona, that goes without saying. That's a pasuk in the Torah. That is obvious. We're allowed to be matzil nefesh b'Yisrael, that goes without saying. The question we're addressing over here is, are elements, melochas, which are not directly helping the, are not part of the hatzola, not part of the pikuach nefesh, but they are done for the patient, is this permitted, yes or no? It's a very large, very important machloek as we're showing it. Maybe another example for that. What could be another example?
Isn't it common shaila whether a spouse can join in and say for in a car?
A spouse joining. Right, so spouse joining, perhaps one could argue that it's probably, if he's conscious, they're probably part of the, yeah. Yeah, we're going to bring a raya later, that emotional well-being of a chole, there's a raya later, that emotional well-being of a chole is actually part of, is one is allowed to be chal Shabbos for that, for the emotional well-being. We're going to bring a raya later for that. There's what will be another, what will be another example of something which is not part of the, I remember speaking about a chole sheish b'sakana, who is conscious, but is in a dangerous state, and you want to make him, for instance, you want to make him something to eat, which he prefers. He might want a tea, or you might want something which involves a malacha d'oraisa to make for him, but he's actually, it could be that he doesn't even need that, he's getting fed differently, and therefore it might not affect at all his medically speaking, he doesn't need it at all. But he just, it's not part of the zakonas nefashis. But it's something which can be done for the patient, yes or no. So we have over here an explicit opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Whilst this is a great machlokes and a machlokes achronim as well, the words of the Shulchan Aruch over here, oisim loy, who allowed to do for him, kol sheregilim lasois loy b'choy. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is undoubtedly that you are allowed to do everything for him, which is permitted on everything that you do on a weekday for him, you're allowed to do for him as well on Shabbos. Everything. Kol shayigim nasle b'chol. Everything which you do, when you do it on a weekday, you're allowed to do for him on Shabbos too. Now this is true. This is a machlokes rishonim and a machlokes achronim. The bialoch of it goes in great detail. Lemaisa, the way I recall from the poskim, I don't know what the if I remember the poskim, the way they explain it is that if you've got a pikuach nefesh case, then it's hutra. That's loshna poskim. It's hutra, and it becomes a situation that everything that you do for this particular patient will be mutter, and therefore everything, even that specific action, is maybe not required for the pikuach nefesh element, but it's really hutra, and it will be permitted, and it's pushed. All meleches Shabbos are pushed away for this particular patient. Either way, I also remember seeing in Avosna and in Dain Weiss as well, they said that it's very hard to establish exactly which fact is. Maybe experts will be able to confirm or deny that. That is very hard, because a person who is in such a dangerous state, in such a dangerous situation, is very hard to say, no, he actually doesn't need that, or yes, he certainly does need that. The borders are very vague, and to have the plates, to have the shoulders and decide, no, that's fine, it won't make a difference to this particular patient, That's a hard one to take. So everything actually becomes a sofik pikuach nefesh, which will be muta anyway. So halach lemaisa, although there is a bi halach over here, and it's machlokes achronim, we paskin clearly as the Shulchan Aruch's words, kol sheregim lasle b'chol, everything will be permitted in a situation of a pikuach nefesh.
Yoledes
is different. That's a simon later on to be discussed, to be addressed in greater detail, because that's later on. Yoledes is a bit different. You're right. Okay, Rabbi Yisai Siv, hey. Makosh Ha'enu Shel Chalal. If you're talking about a wound which is not externally, not an external, which means not an internal wound. In other words, an external wound. Nisholin Bevok Yuvachoyle. If you've got an external wound, we can see it in front of us. We can see he's got a cut, or he's got a bruise, or he's got anything external, very visible. So now we asked the Boki, we asked the expert, We ask the doctor, we ask the paramedic, we ask, what is this? Is this dangerous, yes or no? But not only that, we will also ask the chole himself, because it's very important for us to establish what is his own perception, understanding of his own wounds. So Nisholin Bevokyo Vachole will ask the Boki, the expert in the Chole, the ill person himself, the patient. Vein Mechalin of his Shabbos, we will not push away, will not toich Shabbos, Echad Mehem, Shutzach Lechilu. We'll only be toich Shabbos if either the expert or the patient himself will say, yeah, I need to have it, or he needs to have it. If the expert or the Chole identify this as Sakonas Nefoshes, will be Toich Shabbos, otherwise not. Also Etzel Chanehem, Sakonas Nefoshes. So they can, either they say this is clearly a Sakonas Nefoshes, or even if they say, if we will not treat it, it will develop into a Sakonas Nefoshes, that fits into the same category. So either the expert says, this is Sakonas Nefoshes, or the patient says, you have to see to me, I'm in a bad shape, or if either of them say, it will develop into danger. That's sufficient for us to be doing Shabbos. At Yaseh Mem Sekonet Nefoshes. Zivov Rabbi said, Mako, Shal Gabayad, Vigav Rega. Something which is on the Gav, on the outer side, a yard of the hand. A wound on the outer side of the hand. Vigav Rega, on the outer side of the foot. Vechein, and similarly, Misha Bola Aluka, somebody who swallowed a Aluka, a leech. Fancy that? V'chein, mishinoshcha kelev shoyte, somebody who was bitten by a...
Married leech.
Pardon?
Married leech.
Oh, I see. V'chein, mishinoshcha kelev shoyte, somebody who was bitten by a wild dog. This happened to my wife, actually, many years ago. Bitten by a wild dog. Hoy echel mizoich le'ofa memisim, or a scorpion... Which was a scorpion bit. I'm missing that. That's called obviously a scorpion which has venom. I don't know which ones do, which ones don't, but the scorpion which has venom bit. Even if we do not know for certainty that this is actually dangerous or not, it's actually dangerous. We don't know if this is a wild dog which could be dangerous or not. We're not sure if this scorpion is actually clearly venomous or not. That will be considered makash halal. In other words, it will be considered. Now, I'm unsure. I don't know what you think. It could be this is only a modern shaila. I'm not sure. So on the makushal yad al gav regel, we're identifying the wound on the external side of the hand and the foot. Why are those more? What's wrong with the? What would you say with the elbow? What would you say with the? I don't know, with the hip. What would you say with the shoulder? I mean, we're saying that Marshal Gavayad Val Gavaregel. Is there a greater yichas in those? Is it just examples? Is that what it is? Marshal Gavayad Val Gavaregel. So no, normally we're saying external is less. So we established so far is anything internal is by default a Sakonas Nefoshes, unless proven otherwise. Anything external is not Sakonas Nefoshes, unless proven otherwise. And this is now an exception, a bunch of exceptions. Magshal Gavayat, Al Gavaregel is automatically going to be considered a Sakonas Nefoshes. It is. I mean, that's what Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Magshal Gavayat, Al Gavaregel, Haluka, Kelev Shoita, Scorpions, even if it's a Suffolk, is considered Magshal Chalal. So I'm not sure what the Yichas is of those. I'm not sure. Why would you say is the hand and the foot more? I don't know.
More likely to be bitten.
Is it only specifically talking about the biting? Because it sounds like makashalga, any wound which is on the hand, on the foot, and similarly the dog which is biting and the scorpion which is biting. So it sounds like it's not only specifically talking about the. But I hear what you're saying.
You know that they say that the eyes are connected to the heart.
Yes, we learn about that.
There is a science. Now, whether it's real medical science or it's called alternative medicine, it's called reflexology. I don't know very much about it, but I know that according to reflexology, every part of the body is connected to the foot, from the sole of the foot, and every part of the body is connected to the hand.
Okay, that's interesting.
And depending on how you poke it and massage it and this and that.
That will affect
every part.
Okay.
And so
that would be interesting. That would be, I hear.
It might not necessarily be true, but the point is it's definitely
okay.
an established
right.
thing.
Okay, so that sounds interesting. Now, with regards to the Kelev Shoiter, now, it's Kelev Shoiter literally means a wild dog. Now, I want to just ask, it might be a stupid question, and I think it probably is, but what about if it's not a Kelev Shoiter? If a normal, I don't know if it probably didn't exist in Tam Shulchan Aruch, but people owning dogs, it was historically only... Ah, a rabid dog, I see. Ah, that's what it means, I see. Okay, that's a good chat. Okay, yeah. So then that could be dangerous, and therefore it's going to be actual halal. Yeah. Rabbi said, what about insects bites nowadays? A spider or any other insects that will perhaps bite?
There are some spiders that will kill you.
Yeah, not so many of them in Edgware, I believe.
Australia, I think.
Yeah. So I want to know, is there any bites nowadays that will be considered bites nowadays which are considered a kind of vicious? Pardon? Stings. Oh, stings. Very interesting. Yeah. Allergic reaction. So if a person doesn't know of any allergies, what would you say then? Then his stomach wouldn't be sakana. But if somebody has the allergy, okay, fine. So that would be classified as a makshul halal. Rabbi Saisiv Zain, Mechalin Shabbos al makshul nasin machmas bazer. Now that's talking about impact. If you've got an impact of a metal item, Mechalin Shabbos, you're not doing Mechal Shabbos, al makko, on any wound, shenaseh, which was created, machmas bazel, an impact of metal. You can appreciate that it is more severe and more serious impact. Val shchin, haba b'fiat habas, that's shchin, that's an infection, which is b'fiat habas. That's also, it's considered a sakona. Val simta, now what is simta? Huaniko flunker belaz. We're going to see what Mishnah Berurah explains this. Now, the way this is explained in Mishnah Berurah, in Cham B'Yosa, Huanikra B'Loshen Ashkenaz Tifus, which is what we would call nowadays? Typhus, yeah. V'chadomi, that's certainly considered a Sekhonet Nefoshes. Now, this case of the Simta, Kadachas Cham B'Yosa Im Simu, now, the Mishnah Berurah explains it, Im Simu B'Loshen Tesamer Saras B'Sori, and Huanikra Shoydern B'Loshen Ashkenaz. That you are cold and hot at the same time. And that is unlike the regular fever, the regular temperature you've got. That first you're cold, and after you're hot. Slight temperature is not considered sakana, only when you've got this simu, which is you've got cold and hot simultaneously. What could that be? It is not the regular temperature. You're hot and cold at the same time. I don't know. Well, any suggestions what that could be? Flu. Severe flu. Yeah, it must be quite a heavy flu.
It's not maybe part of the
type of symptoms? Im simu. Kadachas cham b'yoisa im simu. Perhaps Yemela im simu together with that, yeah, could be. Lemaisa so that would be yeah. So Rabbi said, but this brings us to the discussion. It's interesting. Moshe and other poets can discuss what temperature is considered a cholish esh b'sakona. It's very interesting. Chuvin Moshe, what temperature would be considered cholish esh b'sakona?
Depends on the age of it.
Yeah, so not infants. Adults. Infants, you're right, it's different. What about adults? When would you feel that it's considered a sakana?
40?
39 is a sakana, right? You'd Michal Shabbos for that?
What's normal?
39 is sakana. So it's interesting, because Moshe is quite makely, you're right, he goes there. And he says that it is considered a sakana already at that point. Now, I know Rav Rosen and other posts came to say, it's a bit hard to understand that because Is that considered sakon already? Is that sakon already? I mean, obviously, a person is really, really unwell. It's not. But is that considered sakon that would allow you to be chal Shabbos? The pashtas would be that temperature needs to be higher than that. I don't know what you think. I mean, I don't know. It depends on the rest of the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Charles morning with all the windows closed. Everyone's allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so Lemaise Rabbi Say, I think that's a good point. That is what Avosna says, and when I have to look at Avosna, like I said, that it's tolle b'matzev. But to make a generic rule that by 39, the Israeli sakonas the foshes, that's probably a little bit of a chiddush.
Why do the window off their hinges? And then people question, why are you doing that? I can say it's a
sakonas the foshes. Sakonas the foshes, yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay, Sif Ches, Misha Ochsoy Dom. Now, literally, Ochsoy Dom means that the blood, we'll see soon what he means. Misha Ochsoy Dom, Mekiz Noisela to that causes Dom, bloodletting is permitted. When the blood, literally means the blood stops, blood freezes, as it were. You're not to that causes Dom, you're not to do bloodletting. Sha'afilo Hoylech al Raglov, even, Vafilo Biam Rishon, even if he is able to stand on his two feet, and even if it's the first day. Now, Ochzoi dom. Mishneh Berurah, so Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to do a causes dam bloodletting. We don't do bloodletting so much anymore nowadays. Mishneh Berurah in Sefkon Chavalev tells us, even a Yid is allowed to do bloodletting. Cut up and let some blood out. The Sakanti because it's Sakona. You're allowed to do that for Ochzoi dom. Now, interestingly, I saw the Poskim say that. The poskim want to define this as blood pressure. Blood pressure. If blood pressure shoots up or goes down, that's sakonas nefoshes. Does that fit in with blood pressure? Is
no,
very.
No one does bloodletting anymore.
Yeah, no. I'm not talking about bloodletting. That's the way we treat it. Obviously, is different. But the fact that it's classified and categorized as sakonas nefoshes, that's what they want to say. That blood pressure being completely out of the norm, that would be considered a sakonas nefoshes, which you'd be allowed to do Michal Shabbos. And naturally, nowadays, we don't do akazas dam, but the assert of the Shulchan Aruch is that that's what it's addressing.
What about high blood pressure, not low?
Low is.
What about
hemorrhaging? Okay, here that's interesting.
Misha Achzai Dam, it sounds, I'm wondering if it sounds like hemorrhaging, like someone's got blood pooling under their skin and it's causing issues. Is that ever an issue? Could that be referring to that case? Like deep vein thrombosis and stuff like that. I mean, is that.
Literally, it sounds interesting when you're suggesting that. Achzai Dam, that the blood is held. Interesting, yeah. But I said the way the post can describe, contemporary post can describe it, it's talking about blood pressure. But I hear. Okay. Okay, we'll just summarize what we learned this evening. We learned about the very important essential yesoid, that somebody who is in a matzav of sakonas nefoshes, it is permitted to do for him kol shirigilim lasus lebuchal, everything which is you do for him on a weekday, you have to do for him on Shabbos as well. An important yesoid. We then spoke about Makosh Enishal Chalal, any external wound. We're going to ask the Boki, the expert, and the Choyle, the patient. If they feel that Chilul Shabbos is required, you may do so. And not only if Pekuach Nefesh is immediate, but if they suspect that, Pekuach Nefesh will develop. Nevertheless, it's permitted. We spoke about the wound on the external side of the hand, foot. We spoke about the Aluka and the Kelev Shoita, about the scorpions too. You can be Michal Shabbos for them. And then we spoke about other examples, like the impact from the impact of the metal. We spoke about additional illnesses, which we can assume very high fever. They're also considered Pikuach Nefesh. You may be Michal Shabbos for them. And then we spoke about Ochzoi Dom, which Akozos Dom is permitted for those scenarios. We'll continue Sif Tes tomorrow, Be'ez HaShem.